Okay, dear brethren, again, welcome to everyone again, and blessed Sabbath to you, day of rest, day of honoring our wonderful Father in heaven, for being the creator of all things through his word, through his uniquely born son, Yeshua, and by the power of his spirit. All we thank him that we could honor him today to on this Sabbath day, and to have each other's fellowship, have each other's encouragement, and the joy. I'm hoping it's the same, but and I know it's the same here. Hearing you all share what you share, having the fellowship with you brings us so much joy. We look forward to it. So thank you for sharing yourselves by the Spirit of Elohim with us to make this a wonderful experience. All right, so dear brethren, we will start off with the first epistle of John, chapter 4. It's a very all of it is interesting, but it goes into a little different angle. And so again, I will read it through for you, and then we will discuss as much of it as possible within the time span of 20 to 30 minutes. Okay, yes, chapter 4 of the first epistle of John. I'll wait for you to turn there if you didn't. And as we're reading it, pray that the Eternal can give you understanding, because he may give you something, an understanding that I don't have. And that's how we edify each other. So don't just read it expecting me to say everything. I will share all I can share. But pray that you too will be filled with an understanding. And so you can share something that I might have missed, or make something more clear that I've said that I didn't say as clearly as I could have. Okay, dear brethren? So here goes. Let me turn there. And okay, first epistle of John, first epistle of Yochanan, and the epistle, of course, means letter of Yochanan, chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Elohim. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of Elohim. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is from Elohim. And every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from Elohim. This is the spirit of the anti-Messiah, the Antichrist, anti-Messiah, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. That's the one that was coming. Now is in the world already. Verse 4. Little children, you are from Elohim and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Verse 5. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. Verse 6. We are from Elohim. Whoever knows Elohim listens to us. Whoever is not from Elohim does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from Elohim. And whoever loves has been born of Elohim and knows Elohim. Verse 8. Anyone who does not love does not know Elohim, because Elohim is love. Verse 9. In this the love of Elohim was made manifest among us, that Elohim sent his unique Son into the world so that we might live through him. Verse 10. In this is love, not that we have loved Elohim, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11. Beloved, if Elohim so loved us, we also are to love one another. Verse 12. No one has ever seen Elohim. If we love one another, Elohim abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have, verse 14, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim, Elohim abides in him and he in Elohim. Verse 16, so we have come to know and to believe the love that Elohim has for us. Elohim is love, and whoever abides in love abides in Elohim, and Elohim abides in him. Verse 17, by this is love perfected with us. Let me read that again. Verse 17. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love Elohim, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love Elohim, whom he has not seen. Let me repeat that again. Verse 20, if anyone says, I love Elohim, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love Elohim, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves Elohim must also love his brother. Amen. Oh, now, dear Father in heaven, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for this reading. Guide us into all understanding so that we may understand the truth you have for us today. In your blessed Yeshua and Holy Spirit, we ask you these mercies. Amen. Okay. We thank Elohim for that, for this reading. It starts off, Yochanan, the beloved Talmid, the beloved disciple, the beloved Shliach, apostle of Yeshua, said, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from Elohim, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. There's so much there, but we don't have the time to do it all, right? So we'll say some basics. I'll say some basics. First of all, let's not overlook the attitude, the mindset, the heart of the apostle. How does he address the congregation? Beloved. He loves them. They are loved. He loves them and they know they are loved. And so he addresses them as such. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Beloved, he has their best interest in mind. He has their best, and in so doing, he says, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit, but test the spirits. There's a reason. Why do we test the spirits? To see whether they are from Elohim. That's the most important thing. In whose name do you come? Who are you? If you are from Elohim, welcome and blessed are you. Who are you? What spirit is in you? We need to test that. And that's something I always tell everyone. I said, if, because I say some things that are strange, that are not commonly heard. So I always tell people, test and see, make sure you know where I'm from, who I am. It's not for me to say I'm a servant of Elohim. Where am I to say that? And that's why I always tell, go and pray. Tell him, who is this? Who is this? So we can know. So test to see whether they are from Elohim. We are to do that with everyone we interact with, especially before we serve with them, before we pray with them, as we looked at Psalms 141, the importance of prayer, the importance of being able to guard our mouths, guard our lips, guard our hearts, guard our actions. Does it make sense to pray with people who are not doing that? No. We contaminate our prayers if we do that. We must never. We can pray for anybody, almost, if, as long as they're receptive to our prayers, but we should be very selective with whom we pray and serve Elohim. Because the work of Elohim is by us, is by His Spirit. And His Spirit dwells in nothing unclean. And let me just say, it's not our business. It's His business. How we serve, what we do with His name. We represent Him. And so we must make sure we test the Spirit. We must make sure that everything is holy, is set apart for Him. That the one we are praying with is praying with a set apart Spirit. In everything. Why? He says, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many, not a few. So that's why you see one of the things I do, and I need to be careful, make sure I do it correctly. I don't want to do it my own way. Sometimes my emotions can get in the way when I'm so upset about what others are doing that's wrong. And I may say more than I need to, but it is something for, see, he says, for many false prophets have come into the world. The way to know the truth is to know what works and what doesn't work, what is true and what is false. That's why the commandments are set in that way. You shall do what you should do and what you should not do. It's not enough to know what you should do. We must know, but we must also know what we should not do. It's important. We should also know with whom we should walk and with whom we should not walk. It's important. So, for many false prophets have gone into the world. So we're told to do something. We're told to test the spirits. How do we do that? He goes on to show us exactly what he means by test the spirit. I've heard many people say test the spirit, but they don't know what they're talking about. We need to know how do we test the spirits? Because it's important. The more evil the days, the more careful we need to be spiritually. The more set apart we need to be. So we need to be very careful. Because there are many voices out there besides our own. And we must know. So verse 2 tells us, by this you know the spirit of Elohim. When someone comes to you, by this you will know the spirit that's in them. How do you know if the spirit of Elohim is in them? Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah is come in the flesh and is from Elohim. That's a very, very, very important text. There's a difference between saying, Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh. Anyone can read that. You can go to an atheist and they could repeat that word. So that's not what it's saying. That's why it uses the word confess. I've not yet looked at the Greek word, but what that is, but I know what it means, and I'm sure you know what it means. It's more than just saying, I believe in Yeshua. It's more than, you know, it's a confession. That means it is something that is from the heart and mind and soul that you are bearing witness to. When you make a confession, is something that you absolutely know. So you can say, by this you know the spirit of Elohim. Everyone that absolutely know and believe and so speak that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is from Elohim. There are many people that saying Yeshua, Yeshua, Lord, Lord. No. Is it a confession? Is it a confession? And how do we know the confession? It doesn't just take one moment, one day. Remember the example we have in the book of Acts? That's why you have to look at every word and everything written in the scriptures prayerfully. As I always tell people, everything written in the scriptures is important. Sometimes the importance is not clear to us, but it's important. For instance, do you notice what happened with Paul? When Paul was persecuting the congregations and he became a believer, do you notice the scripture says that the believers were hesitant? Right? When Paul was converted, they were hesitant. They did not jump. They had to make sure, test. We don't have all that outlined, but that's what was going on. Because remember, they had the spirit of Elohim in them. So they had to make sure first that Paul was truly a servant of Elohim, that he was confessing truly that Yeshua Messiah had come in the flesh. So we must take our time. Just like when someone's going to get married or do you just rush into it? Of course not. Of course not. You're going to become one body with that person. You have to be very careful. And I've known that, but I have especially learned it the hard way, right? But we need to be very careful. If we're so careful about this human relationship, how much more so much we be with a spiritual relationship where we're going to pray, address Elohim with someone, and Elohim tells us, do not bring anything unclean into his temple. Do not bring anything unclean before him. So if someone is not confessing that Yeshua is just saying it, we have to be careful and we have to wait patiently until we see it. So that's what that means. That's how we test the spirit. By this, you know, the spirit of Elohim, every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is from Elohim. Now, does it mean that a person who can't confess Yeshua is a bad? No, not. It just means it didn't happen to him yet. So it says, is from Elohim. That means was sent to you. What does from means? It didn't say is of Elohim, is from. That means this is a meeting that Elohim has established for you. Remember, it says many false prophets. So when you hear somebody talking and talking, there are many of them, they don't confess. If you, especially a lot of them among the messianic groups now, they're getting so deceived. And I'm not surprised, because the way they teach, the way they handle the scripture, the way they try to mix it with Judaism is wrong. Because the faith of the scriptures, dear brethren, is not Judaism. Never was. Judaism is something else. Just as Catholicism is something else from the true faith. The faith is the Abrahamic faith, if you want to give it a name. And Yeshua put it in order. He magnified it. Moses came, made it more clear, and the prophets, and finally Yeshua, as is written of him, magnified it. It is the Abrahamic faith this is about. And that's why it is so different from what the Torah totters. Those who are proclaiming Torah, Torah only. No, it's more than the Torah. Yeshua says the law, the Torah, and the Nevi'im, the law and the prophets. Because when you have the law only, then it's subject to human interpretation. We are to have prophets tell us how to carry on the law. That's how come Moses had to ask before he executed judgment. He went to Elohim to ask because he was a prophet. So did David. So did Solomon and so many others and the apostles and Yeshua too. Wonderful Yeshua. Let the one who is without sin cast the first stone. You can't do that with Torah alone. You won't know what to do. You need the Spirit of Elohim to give you sound judgment on how to administer the law. There are those today who want to hold on to Torah without the Spirit, and they will do great harm to so many. But thanks be to Elohim, we know that you need the Spirit of Elohim to use there's the law, but how do you apply it? So this is how you know they are from Elohim, is that they confess that Yeshua, the Messiah, has come in the flesh. Amen. So much to say there. Let's move on to verse 3. I'll take your comments later. I forgot. I don't want to overstep my bounds here. Verse 3. What else it says? And every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from Elohim. No matter how much they look religious with garments or their physical appearance and Torah and all of this. No. Whoever does not confess Yeshua is not from Elohim. By this, and every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from, point blank, end it. Oh my goodness, what is Torah without the Spirit given of through Yeshua? Think about it. Think about how cruel the world would be, having the law being administered by mere men. Stoning, burning, cutting up. That's what the law requires. People don't understand. Hear people saying, oh, the Torah. Do you understand what you're saying? Oh, thank you, Father in heaven, for you sent your Messiah. We have all the evidence, so much evidence. You know, it is written, the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. What is Shiloh? Shiloh is not a name of a person. Shiloh means the one to whom it belongs come. Let me ask you something. How long ago has there been a king in Israel? When did the kingdom of Judah stop? Didn't it come when Yeshua came? Because he was the one to whom it belonged. Israel carried the scepter from generation to generation of Judah until the one to whom it belonged came. It says it will not depart. And when Yeshua came, it departed. There's no sovereign power in Jerusalem now because Yeshua came over 2,000 years and there's no king. How could it not be? Because it is written, the scepter would not depart from Judah until the one to him it belongs came. And the wonderful Yeshua is definitely that one. It is to him the Gentiles seek. It is by his teachings we have the level of peace and freedom that we have. Even those who would curse his name, the freedoms they have are by teachings that come from Yeshua, even though they don't give him one bit of thanks. How cruel this world would be without our wonderful Yeshua. It is only the faith through Yeshua that give equal access to all, equal fairness to all. Only through Yeshua, only Yeshua's teaching. There's no other teaching. Torah without Yeshua, you would have so much injustices. Men and women are not equal. People don't understand that. It is through Yeshua you have in his kingdom. There is neither male nor female in his kingdom as far as status is concerned. Hallelujah. Don't we all have much to give thanks to? I want you to, let me tell you, I want you to, if you haven't already done this, take some time and meditate on what would Torah mean without Yeshua today? Just look at the laws. Just think what it means. All right, let's move on. But don't forget, Think about what it means. And I would like next Sabbath, or even if you have time today, you can share some of the thoughts that the Spirit puts in your heart to understand what does it mean if Yeshua had not come? The Torah would be literally meaningless because of all the promises that it has that are not manifest without Yeshua. I can go on and on, and I'll be praying that Elohim enlarges my heart, your heart, and my other brethren to write more about this and put it out there so people could understand the gift that Yeshua is. Hallelujah. Let me move on. So, I said verse 3, and every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from Elohim. This is the spirit of anti-Messiah. Don't be fooled. This is it. Which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. See, this, he's very clear. He says this is which you heard was coming. You heard Antichrist was coming through all the apostles, through all, they have heard this. What did he say? He says, now is in the world already. Is he talking about, no, his time. I want you to keep these things about time that I've been saying over the weeks now so we could understand where we are today. Because there's a lot of the teachings that people are teaching about the return of Christ, I'm sorry, the return of Messiah, and all these things, they're taking things that have already happened and waiting for it to happen, and they have everything mixed up. And they render, and by so doing, render the faith of many null, because people are waiting for things that are not going to happen. Why? Because it already happened. It doesn't mean that it's going to continue here and there, of course. But many of the things we read, dear brothers, that we hear about the warnings, about, has already happened. So we need to pray to Elohim to show us to know where are we in time and what do we need to expect so that we can teach the truth properly? Because a lot of stuff people are saying are a bunch of lies, or error for better, because they don't understand. They're waiting for things to happen that have already happened. People are still waiting for, oh, the Antichrist is coming. He came a long time ago. And his spirit is still here today. And Antichrist are popping up here and there. But that first one that he says was coming, he already came and did a lot of damage. A lot of damage to Jerusalem. A lot of damage to the believers. Let's continue. Remember, now is in the world already in John's time. Over 2,000 years ago. Verse 4. Let's see how much time I have. Ooh, I'm going to end here because I took a long time. So I'll end with verse 4. Little children, you are from Elohim and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Remember what Yeshua said to those, you know? He didn't just say it because they didn't believe in him as a person. He said it to them because of their actions, to the injustice, to their lawless behavior. You say you are of your father, the devil. That's what he said. Little children, you are from Elohim and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You have overcome them. He was speaking about the people at his time, the sufferings they were enduring, the persecutions. Paul was one of them. Paul used to be one of those. Do you know how they persecuted the believers in Yeshua? They hated Yeshua. They hated the idea of a son of Elohim. They got rid of all the scriptures that spoke of a son of Elohim clearly. That's why the book of Enoch was taken out of the old, the Tanakh. That's why the book of Ezra was taken out. And Jubilees, anything that spoke of the kingdom of Elohim, the son of man, who is the son of it, they took out. Understand that. So the Tanakh is broader than some of us think. We have to allow the scriptures to be what they are and not allow tradition to guide us. Because the Tanakh, and I'm not even going to say the Tanakh, the first covenant scriptures talk clearly about a heavenly kingdom of Elohim, where Elohim is governor and not man, where Elohim is the ruler, absolute ruler, and not man. Many Old Testament scriptures, ancient scriptures talk about the Son of Man, who is to come, it clearly tells you he is the Son of Elohim. They've taken out all of those scriptures so they could have a kingdom led by men, where everybody has to go to human beings and ask, what does this mean? Or how should I live? No, it is a heavenly kingdom. And Yochanan John says, little children, you are from Elohim and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And remember, we are not of this world. We are in the world just as he is in the world. He is in the world, but he is not of this world. And so are we. So, dear brethren, I end with this last verse again. Verse 4. Little children, you are from Elohim and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen, dear brethren. So now we'll continue, the eternal permitting, next Sabbath with this portion of scripture. Now, if we have anything you would like to share, please share on. Thank you.